On this date in 1933, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt delivered his first fireside chat. This morning, etymologist John Chardy conducts his own fireside chat.
The fireplace is a post-classical and, I believe, though I cannot fix a firm date, a relatively late medieval phenomenon, probably first developed in crowded, walled cities. Roman houses had a focus, F-O-C-U-S, and I have seen that word improperly translated as fireplace. Properly, the focus was a brazier or fire pit located under a hole in the roof with no chimney going up. Jolly old Saint Nick comes down a chimney in modern legend. His prototype was Nicholas, Saint Nicholas, a bishop of Asia Minor, who became, among other things, the patron saint of gift-givers. But he had no chimneys to come down. He once, on three successive nights, threw three bags of gold into a poor man's house as dowries for his daughters. The girls had left their stockings to dry on a rail around the fire pit under the hole in the roof, and Nicholas had to stand in the street, lob the purses through the hole in the roof, and hit the right stocking three times running. When fireplaces did develop in crowded medieval cities, unattended fires caused a number of disastrous conflagrations, and these caused the authorities to declare an hour for putting out all fires. The decrees were called in Old French a couvre-feu, cover the fire, and that is the source of our word curfew. English houses of the late feudal era commonly had a large walk-in room with a fireplace in it and open spaces around that pit. The pit was equipped with a spit, andirons, hooks to hold pots above the fire, and benches in the side spaces around the fire pit. One wall usually had a rack on which to hang wet cloaks or mantles. We have since recessed the fireplace into the wall and taken that mantle rack off the side wall to place it like a shelf above the fireplace. But such is the origin of what we still call a mantelpiece. The and of andirons is from Old French andier, which suggests a guessed at but unattested Gaulish root andero, meaning bull, because heads of animals were worked into the tops of these irons, and most commonly the head of a bull. This is John Chardy. Goodbye till our next word roast, and nothing but good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.